They're fun.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming. Thanks for telling us we were starting, Alana.
No problem.
With Alana, hello, Zach, and Jay.
Maybe.
Post,
is it?
Post-wedding edition. We were just talking about that.
Not Zach's wedding, just someone else's wedding.
Someone else's wedding. And today, we're playing Fortnite, talking about our new show, Alien Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Yes. Welcome back to Earth. And I'm going to have a lot to say about it.
You guys I'm so warned. Here for the corporate
shells.
Stuff.
You mean us? We're the corporate shells because we're watching this thing on
No,
Google?
I mean, I want to, you know, the corporate intrigue, you know?
Yeah, you like that.
Like, this is our ship now. Fuck Weyland Yutani. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was towards the end. So
they also introduced the whole thing. They're like, the corporations own this country, and the corporations own that country for the audience.
Yeah, there's a lot of exposition. So I feel like if Matt were here, he would want us to say our familiarity with Alien. So
I
should
feel
we
like
do
we
that?
Talked about this a
we've
while
definitely
ago.
Talked
we,
about
we've
this.
Talked about it so many times.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going.
No, we're not going to. Look back in the archives.
Okay.
Matt can
deal with that.
Figure it out.
Okay. I have pumpkin. Anyway, this show opens with meeting a bunch of people who all die. What was the point?
Well, see, you know, it was funny because I thought they were. At first, I was complaining because I was like, oh my God, just because it's an alien show, you have to start with people in cryosleep, just like in Alien 1 and 2, and I think the other ones. It's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? It's go-to shtick.
Oh, shoot, Han Moon's here, Jay.
What I didn't understand is that they wake them up from cryosleep, and they get told they have 4 months left, and they go back to cryosleep. Why did they just stay awake for those 4 months? That's not that
long. That's a
long
time.
It's not. Compared to 65 years, Jay.
Resource management.
They're like, man, the ship has all these problems. We should go back to sleep.
Well, I thought they did it to Jay, I need you to come get me. I thought they did that because they need to, like, eat.
Oh my God, why are you so far back?
But, like, isn't that the point of cryosleep? So they don't have to eat.
Yeah, like, that's why they go into cryosleep.
Yeah, well, for asking weird questions, I have a weird question too, which is which we will have later. And I never thought I would be this person, but I'm going to be. Anyway, so more observations. The episode was 1 hour and 3 minutes, and I'm just like, why? Just why?
Yeah. I agree.
It was
why?
Really. Because it's prestige television.
No, they waste a lot of time as well. So I didn't like that.
I agree.
And then the opening says, in the future, the world is run by corporations, yes. But also there's humans, cyborgs, synths, and hybrids. And as soon as I heard the word synths, I was like, oh man, is this going to be Star Trek Picard?
Yes.
And then it got worse when we met Wendy. I mean, Soji. I mean, Wendy.
So, yeah, why did she change her name? Like, she had a name.
Because
and then
she needed,
like,
she's a
new
person.
Now.
Yeah, she's a new person. She's a lost boy.
Yeah, it's like the old one died, basically.
Yeah. But you'd think they would want her to keep the same name so she would have, like, a sense of identity.
No, they want her to lose her original identity because she's no longer human and can't be attached to her old human self.
But what's their end goal for these hybrids? I thought they would want to sell them to rich people. If you're selling them to rich people, you don't want them to be like, okay, now you're not human anymore.
Well, it's an experiment. It's all an experiment. They just want to see if it'll work. But yeah. Obviously, I think when they sell the bodies to the rich people, they're going to keep their old identity. That seems fairly clear to me. Okay, so anyway, so yeah, we talked about the Maginot, Weyland Yutani, people in cryosleep, and I was like, oh no, not again. And then we meet Teng, the synth, and everyone's really mean to him, and then I guess he dies, because we never see him again, or maybe we will see him again. Teng?
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to explain why they were being so mean to him.
Because he's not human.
It, Maybe. I was watching the show. I was like, is everybody on the show an android?
Racist.
And no. And like, or is this going to be like the new, what's the other show where like everyone, like Westworld or something? Yeah, Picard, but also like Westworld.
Yeah. Everybody's some kind of post-human or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we learned 5 companies rule the Earth. I'm not so up on my alien lore. Maybe Jay knows, but as far as I know, the only corporation in the alien universe is Weyland-Yutani.
Yeah.
They, like, do everything.
That I heard of, too.
Yeah. Ooh, there's the train. Okay, so they're delivering alien specimens. There's a flash forward that shows them getting killed by the alien, but I guess it's not a flash forward because it happens off screen.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a flash forward as much as, since this happens off screen, here's what you should notice. These are things that are going to happen and you should be aware of it.
They're like, we've seen this before, okay? In every other alien movie.
You don't have to show it to you again.
You don't have to watch it again.
It's the best part is why we watch the alien movies. Sorry, that really bugged me.
But it's it's to cut it down to give you the feeling of dread, but also anticipation. It's a used mechanism. The first time I watched this section, I was. It, like, these little flashes confused me, and then I was like, it made sense, like, as it kept happening. I was like, okay. So, yeah. So, when they kept showing the specimens, did you notice, like, they're all very different?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not just the classic aliens that we know and love.
No.
Sorry, Vader.
Not just a face hugger.
Yeah. There's little bugs, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun, I guess. More body horror.
Okay, yeah. So then we meet Neverland Research Island, where, as we discussed, a bald kid is getting a new body. And we learn that it's run by the boy genius. And he really lead into the Peter Pan thing, which is surprising because this show is not on Disney+.
It's fair use, or it's a public domain. Or whatever.
Yeah.
The Disney movie is now public domain.
Not a Disney movie. Yeah, I was surprised by that. But, well, it's on Hulu, so I guess it's all the same parent company. But the Peter Pan, the story, I'm pretty sure, is in the public domain.
Yes, that is true. But then, so guys, I gotta say, and I don't know if I'm the only one who thought of this, but boy genius on Neverland Ranch, obsessed with kids, Michael Jackson.
What, like Michael Jackson?
Like Michael Jackson, yeah.
I don't know if he's obsessed with kids. It's something about kids.
And the kids, let's fight this guy, Jack.
He's not necessarily obsessed with the kids as much as just obsessed with the improvement and the notion that he can create. He has God complex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but do we think?
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
Do we think Timothy Oliphant is a android?
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
This one's Timothy Oliphant.
I think so. Yeah. I think maybe.
Yeah. Wow, he's like, he talks about humans like he's not a human later at the end of
the episode. Yeah, while they're on the ship, they're like, well, you know, you can't be like that. You gotta, you know, they'll die and fuck them. They suck.
Yeah.
We're better than them. We'll be here forever and they won't. Suckers.
Also, normally Timothy Oliphant's really attractive, but not in this show.
It's like they de-attractified him.
Yeah. Blonde eyebrows really don't work.
Okay. By the way, do you want to get in the game on or just keep going?
Yeah, watching? Bobby left.
Okay.
Okay. Back to lobby.
So I also noticed they show shots of like people's pasts. Oh, yeah. Like the bald kid, the girl, Wendy. They show like her dad in the kitchen and it looks like a normal kitchen, which I mean to say a present day kitchen.
What?
You know? When they show like brief shots of her and her dad, they're in the kitchen of a house, and it looks like a present day house. It doesn't look like a 200 or a 2100s house.
Okay.
Right, but I mean, if it's her past, it would be a semi future for us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't look like a semi future.
how far in, I mean, our houses look the same for the last like 20 years. Like, how far, like, I think it's to make it feel more like it's a near imminent thing, right?
Or maybe it's like,
and give you some familiarity.
Well, basically, for poor people, the world hasn't changed that much. But for the corporations with the big spaceships, yeah, things have changed. I don't know. Okay, so they experiment on the kids. The kids are like, you don't get to go. They ask, when do we get to go home? And Wendy says, you don't get to go home.
Only one asked for that, because she's the only one who liked her family.
Yeah. Well, they have superpowers. We see that. She, like, jumps off a cliff.
Right. She's super strength.
Yeah. Okay, so the specimens get loose off screen and kill everybody off screen. You know, that's cool. I'm not mad about it.
I'm sure you'll see plenty of alien kills in the show.
I hope so. And then we meet this cyborg security officer guy who is in the control center. Just like
he's a Weyland-Yutani diehard.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He really seems indistinguishable from just the android.
Yeah.
I was going to say Bilbo Baggins, Ian Holm.
Yeah.
In the original movie. But he said, the big thing is he's going to say specimens are loose and we're going to collide with Earth. And I never thought I was going to be this person, but I'm going to be this person. Okay. If Matt were here, he would say, turn your brain off. But I just couldn't turn my brain off this time. The ships in Alien travel very, very slowly. That's why they use the cryosleep. So how could it collide with Earth without Earth, like, seeing it coming 50 years in advance?
It's slow for spaceships. It doesn't mean it's slow in general.
Yeah. I agree with Jay.
It's not going 50 miles per hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's just where they're going is really, 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 really far away.
Well, but they don't have faster than light travel, right?
Correct. Yeah, so. But it's still stupidly fast. I mean, and it's a space shuttle is that type. That size ship is pretty small. It'd be hard to monitor for that.
Oh, God.
I think you should ask Andrew, who didn't watch this episode. But he's the only one who knows anything about space.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, it's like, I don't want to say it's like The Expanse, but it's like a lot of these spaceship shows, like, unless they pop out of light speed, they should be able to see it coming. Like, you could see a comet coming. I don't know. Whatever.
Do
you
see comets coming?
Yeah. You can track them.
Do we?
We see aspects of it. We see the trail when they're shedding. We see trail markers of all the gas burning off. But if the ship isn't burning anything, and it's not that big, I mean, there's someone here.
I mean, it was pretty big, Jay.
It's big-ish, but it's not, like, huge.
Well, all the ships in Alien are pretty big. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. So, it's exciting, though. That's the point.
I think a better question would be, why didn't just get caught in, like, orbit? It was going too fast.
Because it still was on thrust. Yeah, had thrust.
Okay. All right, well, my theory, as you guys know, Weyland-Yutani is behind every bad thing that happens in the Alien world.
Well, of course.
None of it happens accidentally. So it's all because they have some hidden design behind
They're trying to take out Prodigy.
Yeah, but then it lands in Prodigy's, like, town. So you think Prodigy would want to stop it.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Brutal.
Keep moving on. So anyway, so there's that. So Wendy watches her brother on the screen.
Well, before we go back.
What's that?
Like, yeah, no. Like, just to the whole concept. It's like, so he isn't just like, oh, no, we're on a collision. Like, this is, like, purposeful.
That's right? What Zach's saying, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's, but, like, it's not, like, his intention of going to his, I don't necessarily think he really cares.
He really cares?
Who, like, the cyborg guy?
Yeah. Like, ideally, probably has an idea.
He wants Weyland-Yutani to get the specimens. He's like, the mission is the specimens.
Right.
I find it hard to believe, though. It's a 65-year mission, and they're like, listen, in 65 years, you're going to crash on Earth and defeat this company.
I mean, they play the long game.
Yeah, but like, it seems kind of far-fetched.
Like, whatever explanation you choose, it's good to be far-fetched anyway.
Yeah.
So, I feel like the only thing you could say is turn your brain off because it's just an action show.
Uh-huh.
But we also know that they are in communication, so like they can update them with like, hey, land here,
right?
Do this, be good. Yeah, great, kill him. Like, cause he gets like messages of, yeah, no,
that's true, he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's fine, but yeah, it's interesting that they did plan far in advance. Well, I mean, that's kind of the no-brainer situation of if you want aliens, best means.
I do like that they finally went for the premise of what if an alien gets onto Earth? Because they talk about that, I think, even in the first movie, where they were like, if this sucker gets loose on Earth, all of human civilization could be at risk. Because it's the perfect killing machine.
One alien could kill all of humanity?
Yeah.
I mean, Ripley could take out one alien. Like,
Ripley got lucky.
Okay, so somewhere in 300 million people, someone's going to get lucky.
Well, Jay, don't they say at one point that it can reproduce it on its own?
I think that was their intent. I don't know necessarily if they do. Like, because prior history, like, it didn't seem like they could. But
don't they need the queen?
Like, ideally, the queen is there. But, like, I think one can become a queen if need be.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. So, okay, when, like I said, Wendy watches her brother on the screen, and again, it looks like old Earth. It doesn't look like the future.
Well, it looks like shitty Earth.
Or dead.
You're yeah. both dead?
Yes, we are.
What the hell,
I thought
you guys?
I thought I killed one at...
Yeah, another team got us. Tread lightly. Okay, yeah, right, so she hasn't moved on. She's watching her brother. And the ship crashes. And I don't know if they were intending for it to be like a parallel to 9/11, but it felt that way to me.
Oh, 100% felt
that
way.
No, definitely.
I was like, there's the towers! Yeah, this is happening, huh?
Well, I actually... Okay. This year I went to a talk by a firefighter who survived. And he told us that
I thought they weren't going to see me.
You know, like Drax, if you stand very, very still, they won't see you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, anyway, so he said, like, even while they were on their way in and before they knew it was a terrorist attack, they were like, this one's going to be different. I don't know if they're moving out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of whether or not it was a terrorist attack, a ship still flew into a giant tower.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so...
I have a question about this part.
Okay.
Okay, so the brother and his squad are like private security or whatever, right, for Prodigy. They're like paramilitary, I don't know. And they're like heavily armed, and they're like going to the disaster site, and they're like not really during search and rescue, they're armed, right? So I'm like... The audience know that there's an alien and stuff, but like, what do they think they're gonna encounter?
I don't know. They gotta be ready for anything.
Like, do the corporations literally fight each other with like paramilitaries?
Well, I don't think so.
My guess. That would be my guess.
Well, that's the only reason I could think of that they'd be like, oh, we'd better send in a squad to 9/11. You know.
I didn't have an issue with that.
I mean,
ready for anything.
It's not an issue. But I want to know what the internal logic is.
I think so. Though they are the search and rescue team that go into like the crazy environments, like the jungles and all the like, oh no, we never know what's going to happen. War zone, search and rescue type situation. So they're always prepared with weapons because that's the type of environments they get sent to. That was my take. Like, they're like war zone search and rescue people.
Yeah, that's...
But they're not in a war zone, Jay. They're in their, like, own town.
They just got lucky that they were in town.
I mean, what? They run into a dog at one point, an unfriendly dog.
Oh, my God. I better get my assault rifle for this one dog.
I don't know.
in my helmet, in my grenades, my knife, my zip ties,
and my sidearm.
Yeah.
I like the part where somebody says, I should have called in sick.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think of them like National Guard. They're just going in. They have, that's part of their uniform. They go in and they brutalize people. And yeah, and then they claim they're saving people.
Well, Yval, I actually thought that they did a pretty decent job of saving people. But we did get to see a little bit of like the have-nots of the alien world. Like poor people who live in like a tenement building, a la Judge Dredd.
Just like the brother.
Yeah. At this point, I was actually getting into the show. I was like, okay, you know, we get some gun wank, we got some aliens, got some creepy corporations. Yeah. We're moving right along here. And I also have an observation that this time, the xenomorph actually is an alien.
What?
We go out into the world, we go out into the universe. Who's the real alien?
Oh.
Right? Ripley came to their planet, not vice versa. So, you know, humans are the aliens.
Okay, we got it.
Come here, Alana. Come here, Zach.
I'm here. Okay, so they talk to Wendy. There's a conversation with her where she says she can hear high frequencies that a normal human can't hear, but I'm like, I feel like that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, that seems bad.
I can see that.
Pros and cons. That just means you hear different frequencies and you have a better range of auditory facilities.
I'm sure it's going to be a plot point. They'll be like, oh, the alien makes a weird frequency. They can hear it coming.
We're in South, Jay.
Does this remind you guys of Halo? Like, she's John, and then the other hybrids are like, the other Spartans, they just kind of follow her around.
I mean, yeah, Halo, Picard.
Yeah.
Watch
out, are there other synths in Picard?
Besides Soji, yeah.
Yeah. Synths were a thing. Remember?
No. I blocked it out.
it's all so long ago. I don't remember. Yeah. Okay, they find the contained specimens. A bug dangles on one of the guys, ends up killing them later. Presumably,
it like turns into a bag of blood.
Yeah, that's another bag of blood.
But like, why though? Like, what's gonna happen? You know,
I don't know. So they find the chestburster alien. They need more people. Get the disc with the bugs, and then there's a whole conversation where Timothy Oliphant is like, humans don't think they're the top of the food chain, but they're not.
Right.
So my note is, are we the food? No, we're the hunter.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Got it?
Sure.
From, what was it?
Yeah, keep going.
From Attack on
Titan.
Keep going.
Oh.
Okay, and then they talk about synths are going to be a higher form of life. And that's the end. It ends kind of on a weak note.
Well, it's just an episode. Pilot.
It's the pilot. Yeah.
Pilot.
All right, so what do we think? I thought it was a pretty good start.
I
don't like that they showed the alien right away, even though the alien looked good.
I think that this show is like Aliens old news. Look at the weird shit we made up. Like the little bug things.
Yeah, I don't know who on Paramount Plus, though, thinks that people are really interested in seeing TV shows about synths.
Hey.
It's, first of all, the show's on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Somebody in Hollywood.
Right. I don't know why they needed to introduce two more not human. Like, aliens already have androids, and they cause enough problems. And they're like, what if we cyborgs and hybrids? Ooh. It's like, okay, what?
It's the natural progression.
I think they should just do the hybrids, because that makes sense. Like, you have androids, and then you have androids with human brain that thinks they're human. Why is cyborgs also a part of this? Like,
because cyborgs are more, in theory, easier. Yeah, more accessible for the common person. and easier to manufacture,
I guess.
Well, it's funny because I mean, cyborgs and hybrids are like pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
They're distinct, unique beings. How dare you?
Yeah, they're both half human, half machine. Watch out, we got
the hybrids really aren't human. They just think they are. They think they've therefore they are.
Guys, do you want to get out of here or fight these guys?
We can leave.
Where are they?
I don't know. Anything else to say about the episode? Or should we move on to questions of the day?
I thought it was interesting. The whole, like, they didn't want them out, but then she's like, no, I want to go out. And they're like, no. And then they're like, you know what? No.
Oh, yeah.
Go test
Rescue
yourself.
Rescue squad.
Go test yourself. Let's see what happens.
All right, questions of the day.
Okay, first question from Zach. Which TV show's cancellation was the most painful for you?
TV show cancellation. So I'm going to go first as the person who thought of the question. There's a lot of good options, but I think it's pretty clear that it's Stargirl.
Matt said Firefly, and I was like, what, not Stargirl? And he said no. It had 3 seasons.
Yeah, but it almost it was 1 season away from having my favorite comic book character in it.
Maybe.
No, James Robinson confirmed it.
Oh, did he?
Oh, wow.
Yes, he did.
I did not realize.
Well, maybe not 1 season away, but he said that Jack Knight was going to be in it at some point.
Yeah.
Painful. Also, Firefly, we didn't actually watch it when it was on.
Nope, it's because nobody did.
Yeah. So it wasn't as painful. Yeah. How about you, girl?
I don't know of any shows which actually got canceled.
That you like?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe I never realized.
that they canceled, they just ended?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll pass.
How about you guys?
Mine is Knight Rider.
Which one?
The original. I'm old.
But didn't that show go for a long time?
3 seasons.
Oh, really? I thought it was longer than that.
Yeah, it feels like it's longer because they just kept replaying different shows. But this was when, like, you never knew what episode was going to come on. Yeah, no, Knight Rider. Knight Rider was the one.
Sorry, Michael.
I mean, it hurts so much that I watch all the spinoffs and all the revamps and all of that. And it hurts me every time, but I still watch them every single time. And my soul dies a little more each time.
All right, Alana, how about you?
It's probably some like combination of like a bunch of different DC cartoons.
What about like, Lower Decks?
Legion of... Well, that... First of all, it's probably coming back. Second of all, it had 5 seasons. She can't be like, oh my god.
Wait, you said it's coming back?
I was kind of joking, but yeah, maybe it'll come back. Okay. Legion of Superheroes, when it got canceled, like the finale was really, really bad. Like they clearly like weren't ready for it. Also, Young Justice was on the chopping block a bunch of times, and I think it really like affected its writing because it went really downhill.
Because it had to constantly prepare for the end.
Yeah. And then Owl House also got canceled and ended up having kind of a not so great finale. So, yeah, it's always the cartoons get affected.
Not Wheel of Time?
Definitely not Wheel of Time. They're the opposite. More like Relief.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next question.
Which is worse, bad things happening to good people or good things happening to bad people?
Bad things happening to good people. Because other people's benefit doesn't really affect me.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be mad that someone else is getting their ups, right?
Yeah.
It should only bother you when you're being overlooked. But someone else doing good isn't you being overlooked. It's just them being rewarded for whatever. But that has no bearing on yourself.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. It's a, yeah, I mean, like, if everybody, if good things happen to everybody, that's okay. You know, that's a world I'm okay living in.
But you didn't answer the question.
No, I'm agreeing with Jay. My answer to the question is, yeah, it's worse when bad things happen. Bad things happen to good people. Yeah. What do you say, girl?
I agree.
What?
No, I agree. The only person who doesn't agree is Matt.
Really? I wish I was surprised. He says,
good things happen to bad people because then they feel like their behavior is being encouraged or rewarded.
I mean, maybe.
Or you feel like they're being rewarded. Matt feels like they're being rewarded. It doesn't necessarily mean the kid. It just
I feel like sometimes
they don't feel like it.
I mean, they might, but I mean, it's not the de facto case in this situation.
I feel like Matt asks these questions so he can validate his opinion.
Anyway, moving on. If you were a politician, what would your slogan be?
Oh, God.
Back the Zach.
Mine would be a cat in every home.
Cute. Did you need time to think about that, or did that just come off the top of your head?
That was off the dome.
Wow. Well, how are you, girl?
I'd say free lunch every week or every day of the week. Midday meals.
The midday meal candidate.
Yeah.
All right. I want a midday nap candidate.
Oh, I like that better.
That's a platform I can
get behind. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Jay? Let's get out of here.
Oh, 4 day week.
I don't want this job.
Jay, 4 day week. 4 day week.
Yeah, that's a real thing that people run for in other countries.
I don't care about 4 day weeks.
No?
All right.
Well, I guess you don't want to get elected then.
Well, Alana, you don't seem to care about dog owners.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What do you mean, back the Zach?
Back the Zach.
Whatever it is that we have to back.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. You're right, Guru. Thank you. You should be my campaign manager. I'm changing your mind to Zach's got your back.
Anyway, yeah, Guru, that is what the politicians do. The slogan doesn't actually have to be your platform.
Yeah, it's like, a slogan.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
But that is, in that line, in your case, it's both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Mine is more like, I don't want this job, but I guess I'll do it if you need it.
That's the slogan.
Well, remember, it's politician, not president. You could be running for, like, dog catcher.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dog catcher.
I wouldn't want any position that they would have liked me to serve as. Okay.
Okay, cool. Matt says, meet me in the middle.
Oh, meet me in the middle?
Yeah. I'm losing my mind just a little.
Yeah.
Is that a comeback on his...
No, it's a song. Okay. It's song lyrics. The you think it shouldn't have his name in it. Like, meet Matt in the middle.
Sure.
We're workshopping it.
Yeah.
Stipends of people. Okay. Thanks for the questions of the day.
Yep. That's it. That's all of them.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week for more Alien Earth at twitch.tv/msislanty. Group up with us next time.
At what time?
At 8 p.m. Thank you.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.